Just to end with one ha'ara, and that is, so Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and then he learned for Rabbi Shmuel, and then he went back to Rabbi Akiva. So what's going on over here? So if you look at Rashi here, Saita Daf Chaf Ben Aleph, and this Rashi is in another place, Erevin Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, it's word for word, the same Gemara over there. Rashi says it even a little bit starker there. Rabbi Akiva was a big lander. Rabbi Meir comes to Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva, and he's sitting in chair, and he pasha didn't know what was going on. And Rabbi Meir left Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva. He left Rabbi Akiva. And he went to learn Torah Rabbi Yishmael. And he went to Rabbi Yishmael. It was a much easier shir. It was more bikiyas. And he acquired a lot of yediyas, mishnayas, and brises. And then he was finally fit to go back to learn Rabbi Akiva. I think it would be very tempting to walk away from today, Saida Gemara, and the end of this last raid bite, to think, so Rabbi Akiva maybe is not the biggest lamdan. Right? Different people have different tchunas hanefesh. Some people that tchunas hanefesh is a little bit more bikiyistig. Other people that tchunas hanefesh is a little more lamdish dig. There's a Sinai and there's an oikaharim. Right, Rabbi Yosef is a Sinai, Rabbi is an oikaharim. Vikohen or Rabbis, Rav Chizn, Rav Sheshes, you find this a lot. So there's an Indian of a Sinai, there's an Indian of an oikaharim. And Rameir feels like he's a Sinai. Number one, he couldn't really hulk up in Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva. I mean, he got into Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva. You would think he had certain credentials and just get in. It must have been a faher, right? So at some point, I mean, protects you, but probably Sarah Meir came in and he's a Ben Gerim, right? So he comes in and he's in this yeshiva and he mamish doesn't know what's flying. He has a photographic memory. So it definitely sounds like, right, someone has a photographic memory. So it certainly sounds like, right, the Velt says that having a great memory is a steerer to being a lamdan. So they say this over there. One of the big lamdanim said this. I heard it's Reb Chaim Brisket. Reb Chaim once said that if you're a tremendous, tremendous lamdan, it's a steer to having a great memory. So someone asked Reb Chaim where it says it. He said he can't remember where he saw it. But I'll kapun him. But I'll kapun him. So usually you would think that Remeir has a photographic memory. He's not following this year. So it certainly sounds like this is what's going on over here. Oh, but the emesis, it's a tois. It's a tremendous, tremendous tois. The Gemara is Nezim Masechta Sanhedrin. And this Gemara is Nandav Chof Dalud Amad Aleph. Says Omer Ravina. Ravina said, "V'aloi kol roi Rameir beis medrash. Any person that had the schus to see Rameir beis medrash. Any person that had the schus to see Rameir when his thumbs were flying. Ki'ilu oiker hare harim. He wasn't oiker harim. He was an oiker hare harim. V'toichan on zebazeh. And he was mamish toichan on zebazeh. Rameir was not just an oiker harim. Rameir was an oiker hare harim. And the emes is, it's a chizek." Because here you have Rabbi Meir who couldn't hulk up in Rabbi Akiva's shir. Couldn't hulk up Rabbi Akiva's shir. He had to leave Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva, and he mamish had a fangun for umfang. And he goes to Rabbi Yishmael, and he worked on his bikiyas, and Taka didn't forget his bikiyas, it doesn't sound like. And now he has this incredible, incredible bikiyas. He goes back to Rabbi Akiva, and now since Tzveitamol, he emerged, he walked away from this already, and oiker hare harem. And it's interesting, because we always talk about Rabbi Meir's Rabbeim, Alishim Baravua, Acher, Acherim. Rabbi Meir in today's daf was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Meir is a Sinai, photographic memory, Shani Rabbi Meir, that's the Gemara Megillah, Daf Yud Ches on the base, with the beautiful Esaf and Rabbi Margolis, also an Oiker Hari Harim. Rabbi Meir's Sinai sounds like it came more from Rabbi Yishmael, maybe. This Oiker Hari Harim came from Rabbi Akiva, but Al Kapanim, it's a story of perseverance to a certain degree, because this is Mamish, a Yid, who couldn't hulk up Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva, he had to leave. You wonder when he left Rabbi Akiva. Did he leave Rabbi Akiva during the whole Talmid Rabbi Akiva? It'd be interesting to maybe figure out the rest of that story, because we know what happened to Talmid Rabbi Akiva. But the bottom line is, Rameh was one of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, which is Dover B'itay Matoy, couldn't hulk up, he went to Rabbi Yishmael, but then he came back, mamish some Tzveitin Mal, and mamish with a vengeance, and he became not just an Oiker Harim, but an Oiker Hari Harim.